Welcome to the Market Minute podcast with Jason Katz, a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager with Katz Wealth Management. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at jason.m.katz@ubs.com. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate on Katz Wealth Management and host for today's podcast. So let's get into it, Jason. You were talking on Fox Business about how some like it hot. Tell us exactly what you mean by that.
Well, the administration and Trump in particular. So their clear incentive, Jordan, heading into the midterms is to keep the economy running hot. They're prioritizing growth, even at the expense of there maybe being some sticky inflation. You see, in recent years, investors crowded into these mega cap stocks because growth was very hard to come by. Growth's no longer as scarce, thus capital is actually spreading out. In other words, other parts of the market are finally benefiting. Think small cap, mid cap. They benefit the most under this type of an agenda because they're most levered to the domestic economy. Secondly, they have the most operating leverage. Thus, they benefit the most when you get short-term rate cuts. So look, this is not a call, Jordan, for the collapse of the Mag 7. Rather, it's a shift from the AI arms dealers to the actual adopters.
Let's talk about switching topics actually to last week. The Fed was a big topic of conversation, but you're saying Trump and the new Fed chair going forward are going to try to orchestrate a positive supply shock. How are they going to do that?
Well, in plain English, they want more stuff made in the US more easily and cheaper. And they're leaning into AI and automation to accomplish this with the tailwinds of deregulation and the one big beautiful bill empowering it. So what will this do if in fact it comes to pass for the economy? It'll lower inflation, it'll raise GDP, it'll boost corporate margins, it'll allow the Fed to continue to cut rates. And then lastly, it could allow the market to continue to rise the way it has.
Let's talk about the reaction to the Fed's decision to reduce rates, which we had a good chance they were going to, but more so what they said in their meeting.
So there are a number of items that Wall Street found very constructive, Jordan, coming out of that meeting. Most notably, it was their buying short-term bonds with their own money, expanding their balance sheets, effectively quantitative easing. They also have focused a little bit more on the labor market weakening versus being petrified of inflation. And then lastly, Powell basically ruled out any chance for a rate hike.
Okay, so then tell us now, looking forward to 2026, we're in this rate cutting environment. There's no real sign of a recession yet. This is good for stocks, right?
Rate cuts, no recession equals good for stocks. You look back to 1970, the average return in the S&P is around 10%. It rises to 12% when the economy is not in a recession. And the best returns of 15% happen when not only there's no recession, but the Fed's actually easing. So the macro environment continues to support markets and the next leg up. We expect at least 10% earnings growth next year, an S&P that by mid-26 could be 7,300 and 7,700 by the end of 2026. So we are encouraging our clients, embrace the volatility that's forthcoming, but remain long and diversify into these other parts of the market.
I like it. I like the bullish stance and rewarding those who do stay long. Jason, thank you so much. To our listeners, thank you for joining the KWM Market Minute podcast, and we hope you join for next week's episode. Have a great day.
How do you feel?
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.